Mick from Montague Webworks is here on Bear Country 95.3 each Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock. He lets us know about a new website that's out there, or maybe one that we haven't yet discovered when we go online. Mick from Montague Webworks. Good morning, bud.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You?
I'm doing pretty well. Pretty well.
All right. I'm ready to go online.
So this coming Sunday, February 2nd, is an important anniversary in the history of film. Charlie Chaplin made his very first appearance on film 100 years ago, 1914, February 2nd. And the film was called Making a Living. And it wasn't his tramp character, but it was his first appearance. And then every film after that that he made did have the tramp character. So that's another important one. That was February 7th. But February 2nd is his first appearance on film. And that's so there's celebrations going on all over the world. And a place that you can go to find out some of that stuff is charliechaplin.com.
I got to admit, I'm not the biggest Charlie Chaplin fan.
No, well, that's okay. And I still love you.
I was about to say, I was getting the impression that you are.
Yeah, I am. I am. And, you know, when I was a teen and a 20-something, I had some friends that were very much into Laurel and Hardy and others like that. But, Chaplin, you know, he sort of, he did all his writing, you know, at the earliest time possible. And he invented a lot of techniques and writing storyline, plotline kind of stuff. And he was the very first person to put a camera on a track, like on a dolly, and like track down the street. That was something that no one had ever done before.
So
he was an inventor in the genre, and he created a persona. And he was at one point the highest paid entertainer on the planet. And it's a really interesting story where he came from and what he did. So I'm a big fan of his stuff.
So this Sunday is the 100th anniversary of his first appearance in film.
That's right.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So so charliechaplin.com, and that's a site that they're actually still developing. Some of the links don't work. So if you want to do a little bit, I contacted the site owner about it, and he's like,
we're working on it.
It's like, come on, you got charliechaplin.com, the 100th anniversary, and your site's not working. What's up, dude?
Is it a fan club that runs the site?
I'm not quite sure. I think that it's an organization that is involved in his heritage.
Uh-huh.
So, but there are other, like if you go to Wikipedia.
So not quite a fan, you know.
Not quite a fan, no. But it's it seems like they're developing it. Uh-huh. I would also go to, if you're really interested in reading more about his life and everything, I would go to Wikipedia and do Charlie Chaplin, and they've got numerous articles, one of which also is his filmography with release dates and what his involvement was. Was he the writer? Was he the director? Did he score the music? If there was a musical accompaniment, a little synopsis of what it was about. It was pretty interesting. And for the first contract that he had, which was with Keystone, you know, like the Keystone Cops, they released about one or two films a week for a year, for all of 1914.
Goodness, they were busy.
They were busy. Well, it's kind of like nowadays you have a weekly TV show, you know, back then.
Mm-hmm.
But they were also inventing the genre, and they were out in the wilds of, you know, Los Angeles, you know, California. It was all still mostly farmland. So that's, if you watch the films and you live in Los Angeles, you can see a lot of stuff that's like, oh, yeah, this is now this street, and now there's, you know, these were all the factories are now, and back then it was just a wasteland. So it's really cool to see that.
All right, charliechaplin.org.
com.
It's always the one that I don't
It should be
say.
A .org. I'm sure that there's a charliechaplin.org, but
go to charliechaplin.com for this week's Montague Webworks website of the week. And as you heard Mick mention, some of the links at this website don't work. You don't want that to happen at your own website, right, Mick?
Oh, no. That's a horrible thing for your business website, for it to not be functioning.
And Mick can definitely help you out if you have a business website or if your group has a website. That's what Mick does. He constructs websites. He refurbishes websites, those tired, slow websites that don't really work anymore and look funny when you bring them up online. Mick can help you out, bring them back to life. MontagueWebworks.com. Remember, Montague Webworks, also a part of our 30% off store, too. $100 gift certificates for Montague Webworks, only $70 online. You can use that towards that new website. Over at bear953.com, you'll find the link. Mick, take it easy.
Yep, see you then.